Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few more, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. Song Surfers, I feel as strongly about this batch of songs that you're going to hear in this episode as I have about any that I've played so far. Really, any. They're fun, they're cool, they're effervescent, even, ooh, they're honest, maybe even scorching. I just love these songs, and I hope you do too. We'll hear music from Los Angeles, Tokyo, Seattle, and Brighton in the UK. First up, we have Kubota, an Asian-American hip-hop artist with pop and indie pop influences. Born and raised in Los Angeles, Kubota has developed a sound over 10-plus long years of writing, producing, recording, and mixing all of his music himself. On the single Nothing for Today, Kubota says, "It's about losing all desire to do anything productive." And ironically, Kubota adds, he's been working extremely hard to market this in his other singles. Yep, a very relatable topic, and the message is delivered in a funny, fun, and sincere package. I really like this tune. I've really liked everything I've heard by Kubota, and I hope you do too. Here is Kubota with Nothing for Today to start the first block of music. Talk to you in a few.
I just wanna lose all my memories soon, yeah. Hit the snooze a couple times and wake up in the noon, yeah. I'm just feeling lazy, I know I got things to do, and I know that I'll be hating myself in a few, but don't blame me, don't blame it on me. Maybe you don't need to do it too, cause I'm the one who does the blaming, yeah. Left shoulder holding me down with all of this weight, and the one who's sitting right is sipping on some Bombay. So yeah, let me join you, pass it over, don't fly away. You're looking too drunk to flap your wings, don't need them anyway. My shoulder's there to lean on, you can talk to me too, cause I know you ain't here to help me try and solve my issues. So I'm a fun guy, I never come dry. Let's just bug the atmosphere with sunshine and feel fine. No pretend, cause I don't care, we don't have to bring it up again. Just saying that it's only fair since I ain't sharing anything. Let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can't promise it won't turn into a day. Yeah. Let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can promise it won't turn into a day. I just wanna sit for me to feel something different. I'll tip the waiter well, I know she's on a grind of riches, and that's a plate that I prefer to eat. But I keep fishing for excuses, have a meal served instead of coming up with dishes. Yeah, I'll do what I want, I'll face the consequences later. You don't have to tell me twice, I'll make the promise to get better. Let me anchor down some weight, I'm getting high like a feather. No clouds in the sky, I'm feeling like the weather. And I know I'm the one who needs to change and break the chains and face it, but I'm stuck inside my brain and patient, but remain complacent. What I lack in diligence, I make it up in empty glasses. Back me up and let me stay so indolent. Just call it practice, tapping out again. Let the tap fill up the rims. I'm backing out from this, giving up on these. Don't need this shit. Just a list of worries I don't wanna think about. I'll get better at doing it, just don't wanna do it now. Yeah, let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can't promise it won't turn into a day. Yeah. Let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can promise it won't turn into a day. I'm feeling motivated at all. I'll just let my phone go to message when I'm on call. I'm a lazy piece of shit, I just wanna chill a bit. Drinking 40 still tomorrow, then I'll see what'll happen. I'm feeling motivated at all. I'll just let my phone go to message when I'm on call. I'm a lazy piece of shit, I just wanna chill a bit. Drinking 40 still tomorrow, then I'll see what'll happen. Let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can promise it won't turn into a day. Let me do nothing for today. I know it's myself. myself that keeps standing in my way. I need a couple minutes for a break, but the minutes turn to hours. I can promise it won't turn into a day.
What's up, folks? We're PSAP, and this is a song that we wrote and recorded in about 5 hours, all said and done. We like to think that it is everybody's favorite song about a horrifying nightmare monster, and it's called Dream Goblin, so check it out. We hope you like it.
I've been crawling through the attic. I've been tripping over beams. I've been looking for an object that might try and help you fall asleep.
Never gonna be. No, I'm never.
I am the daughter. I need something that is warm. I am the son.
Wow. And we're back. First up in the block, we heard Kubota with Nothing for Today. After that was the song Dada by the band Xiexie. That's spelled X-I-E-X-I-E. Xiexie is a four-piece rock band out of Tokyo. The band's name is actually in Mandarin, though, and it means thank you. Dada is the lead song off the band's first self-titled EP, which ranked in digital album charts in Hong Kong, Thailand, Germany, Russia, and more. There's a video for the song, which I'll have linked in the show notes, that's full of playful, surreal touches that are fitting for a song named for the art movement that surrealism was born from. At least, that's my assumption, since I don't speak the language. I love the overall cool vibe that the song has with these like crystalline guitar tones and how that works against the thick driving bass and the pretty reverb-drenched like floating vocal. The interlude three-fourths of the way through is a real treat as well. Third in the block was PSAP with the song Dream Goblin. This is actually a song that was submitted via the show's website. And you can find that form if you want to submit your own music at songsurfingpodcast.com. PSAP is a two-piece band made up of Bryce Beers and Andrew Skillern, two high school friends who set sail on their musical expedition in 2014. In early 2020, they began work on their sophomore album, a full-length EP, which was partially based on a shirt that Skillern found at a Goodwill and a fictional character the duo came up with in a writing session. Homecoming Queen, the 22-track double album that resulted from this nearly two-year-long experiment, is available everywhere now. And Song Surfers, I've been digging this album a lot. It's full of inventive, quirky tunes, and this band knows how to name their songs. To give you an idea of some of these titles, we have Me and the Cactus, which is followed by The Cactus and I. There's also Crack Cocaine and Falling in Love, so it's like a subtitle then, Two Drugs That I've Never Done. Bryce from the band told me that the song Dream Goblin is inspired by indie rock bands such as Car Seat Headrest and Modern Baseball. And friends, that connection that I'm making from that is how the sections in the song seem to lead almost stream of consciousness style from one to the next. The form of the tune isn't easily mapped out, and even when an idea that you heard earlier in the tune returns later, it's usually in an altered form. And I love that. It really rewards multiple listens. And I hope that you go listen to the album multiple times, friends. I think it's worth your time. That's Homecoming Queen by PSAP, and we heard the tune Dream Goblin. And this is a good time to say, friends, if you're liking the tunes, then help the artists. Take the next step and help spread the word about your favorite artists and their songs. Share their Bandcamp or streaming platform links on social media. Tell some of your friends about them. Buy some merch. And remember, you can find all of the artists' websites and their preferred streaming and purchase links on the episodes and show notes page of songsurfingpodcast.com. Okay, a couple of episodes back, I had asked you which albums had a profound effect on you. I think the original way I had worded it was which albums changed the way you heard music, because that's how it was for me. There are a handful of bands or artists that for me were like missing links, and really I discovered a whole world through them. So is there an album that spoke a certain truth to you or made you realize something about yourself? or maybe it just did something different that you never heard before. So here's what you told me. Old Breeziana says, Ben Tricky's Choke and Croon, Randy Steele Music's Songs from the Suck, that was featured recently on the podcast. Tyler Key's Long Run, The Fugitives, were instrumental in my break from mainstream music and my deep love of local singer-songwriter sounds. I was already pretty disillusioned with what was playing on the radio and was wearing out the same three 70s progressive country tapes I had stolen from my dad's car. These three albums opened a whole new world that was literally right in my neighborhood for me. I really can't encourage folks enough to seek out the local gold in their community. Cross LePage said, Until the End of Time by Tupac. Yeah, that's a good one. And Hoffner0618 says, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness by the Smashing Pumpkins probably resonated with me more than any other album of my youth. My dad gave me my love for the Beatles early, but Melancholy was the first record that was completely mine, and it still influences me today in my own songwriting. Salmon Guitar says, Liquid Souls, Make Some Noise, Miles Davis's Kinda Blue, the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery. Two classic jazz albums, one, I guess, Liquid Soul, are they acid jazz? Is that what you'd call that? And Salmon Guitar added that they would add the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's to that as well. Yeah, great choices. Although I don't really know the Liquid Soul album. I should go give that one some time. Thanks for chiming in, oh my song surfers. You can be part of the conversation by following Song Surfing on Facebook and on Instagram. Just search Song Surfing Podcast, all one word. And you could email songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. So piggybacking off of what Old Breeziana was saying about local music having such an effect on her. So what local music would you like to tell everyone about? Is there a band or an artist that you know from your hometown that more people should know about? Let's help spread the word. Watch for the posts that I put on social media and let us know who are your favorite local acts. All right, back to the music. I got one more tune for you before things wrap up here. We'll hear a self-described abrasive but melodic three-piece shoegaze / noise rock band from Bristol in the UK. Their album, Dreams and Half-Truths, is out now on Shore Dive Records. The band is Thinking with Sand and will be listening to the song You All Now, which was the first track recorded for the album. The band told me, the album was recorded throughout the various lockdowns last year. We'd planned to get together to record, but then another lockdown would kick in, so Linus recorded everything on his own. Song Surfers, I'm so impressed by what folks can accomplish through home recording. The song, and really the album as a whole, has a power and a dark majesty to it. Okay. I'm starting to sound like an Old Spice commercial now, but it really does transport you to a place. I love the punch of the bass and drums in contrast to the wash of guitars. And those guitars can vacillate between sounds that are crystal clear like a pool of water, and at other times sound more like acid rain. Okay, now I'm starting to sound like I'm reading from a teenage poet's idea notebook or something. But I'll close by saying Thinking with Sand's You All Now is really, really worth the time and, dare I say, the purchase on Bandcamp. And really, I can say that about all the songs that I played today. I've not just been enjoying the song, but the larger collection of music as a whole, whether it's an album or an EP that they've all come from. So, well, here it is. This is Thinking with Sand with You All Now. That music means it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. If you missed it, go check out episode 33, the special Song Surfing Anniversary Show. It features live performances by a slew of artists as well as some guest appearances by friends of the show. Also, check out my interview with Icelandic jazz pianist and composer Inki Bjarni. We talked about playing music in Iceland and got into how he goes about writing music, which was really quite fascinating. If you've been enjoying Song Surfing, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or any other app that you may be listening from that allows such a thing. Follow on social media and reach out via email. That again was Song Surfing Podcast, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram, and email songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.